This is Kent Lindquist, your host for The Feeling of Jazz, here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're back for the second hour of our Sunday night session. And we hope you'll stick around. We've got some good swinging sounds ahead of us. We're going to continue our salute to our group of the week, and that's the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, comprised of Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax as a leader, arranger, composer, John Early on trumpet, Bob Meyer on valve trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Peck Morrison on bass, Dave Bailey on drums. This is from their original album, Presenting the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. And this is a little thing that was written by Rodgers and Hart, one of the great a pair that made a great contribution to the American songbook. And this is something that has been played down all through the years by the jazz artists. The Lady is a Tramp.
I'm gonna go get some more.
Swingle version of a Rodgers and Hart composition, The Lady is a Tramp, by the Johnny Marligan Sextet. Well, the next track up is also done by Rodgers and Hart. And this is our Tatum on piano, along with Ben Webster on tenor sax, Red Callender on bass, Jim Douglas on drums. And this is Have You Met Miss Jones? Thank you. was a gorgeous, easy, laid-back version of a great Rodgers and Hart tune, Have You Met Miss Jones, by two giants of jazz, Art Tatum on piano, Ben Webster on tenor sax. I'm going to continue to do another track from the Presenting Jerry Mulligan Sextet album. And this is a particular track is written by Mulligan and played with his original quartet in 52, 53 and stuck with him all down through the years. Bernie's Tune.
Thank you.
Of the week, the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, led up by Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax. That's a tune that was written by Mulligan and played by him all down through the years, and that was a wonderful series of solos there by Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, John Early on trumpet, Bob Lookmeyer on trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, nice walking bass there by Peck Morrison, and there's Dave Bailey there on drums, pushing him through. Well, now we're going to do something by someone who, she's been nicknamed kind of the queen of the soul organ and Hammond B3 organ. We haven't done any Hammond B3 organ. We try to do maybe one track at least every show. This is Shirley Scott, really great organ player, doing a little thing called Hip Twist.
Thank you.
That was a little board fade by this engineer in the studio. It wasn't any of our doing. But nevertheless, it was a swinging little track called Hip Twist. And that was the queen of the Hammond B3 organ, Shirley Scott. And after listening to the track, I realized that the fine tenor sax work there was her husband, Stanley Turrentine, who I also believe wrote that particular composition. Okay, now we're going to go back to the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. And this is from Jerry's album, Mainstream of Jazz. And a little thing written originally by Count Basie. I didn't realize that he'd written this particular tune. It's Jerry Mulligan Sextet playing Ain't It the Truth. We'll be right back. right. Jerry Mulligan Sextet from Jerry Mulligan's album, A Profile of the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. And a great front line there was, of course, Jerry on baritone sax, John Early on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax. And quite a swinging item. We're going to do a little piano trio side now by Sonny Clark. And, we're doing a lot of Rodgers and Hart tonight, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We could play Rodgers and Hart all night and wouldn't hurt a thing. This is their great contribution to the American Songbook was I Didn't Know What Time It Was, Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums.
Thank you.
Piano artistry of Sonny Clark doing I Didn't Know What Time It Was, tastefully supported by Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Continue our salute to our highlight artist group of the week, the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, and this is another track from the album he cut called Nightlights. And this is a tune that was written by Jerry Mulligan, and it's called Festive Minor. Thank you. sprightly little composition written by baritone sax man Jerry Mulligan called Festive Mariner. And he was enjoyed in the front line there by Art Farmer doing some fine trumpet work. The bass work there was excellently done was by Bill Crow. Well, I'm going to do a little track here by George Shearing on piano with the Montgomery Brothers. Of course, the Montgomery Brothers all came out of Indianapolis. Wes Montgomery on guitar, Buddy Montgomery on vibes, Monk Montgomery on bass. Here they do the George and Ira Gershwin classic, Love Walked In. Love Walked In by George and Ira Gershwin, and that classic composition was done by George Shearing on piano, backed up by the Montgomery Brothers, Wes, Monk, and Buddy on their respective instruments. Well, you know, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, and so we hope you'll join us again next Sunday night. We look forward to bring you some more modern mainstream sounds. And if you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like us to play here on The Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our email is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We're going to go out with our highlight group of the week, the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. And this is a thing simply called Blues.